Welcome to the Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing professionals leverage data to generate revenue. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Now for our host and CEO of Every Market Media, Rick Holmes.
Welcome back to the Corporate Data Show, everybody. This week, I've got Alex Yoder, CEO of LeadSpace, on the show. Guys have just raised $40 million, apparently B2B marketing. He's got some gasoline. How are you today, Alex?
I'm doing awesome. I have not been better.
Awesome. That's great to hear. You know, that is a good thing to keep perspective. Well, if folks didn't read all about your company with the press release and all the noise in this space, what is LeadSpace in a couple of words do?
Yeah, LeadSpace is the leading B2B customer data platform. And basically, we aggregate customer data, first party, third party, agnostically, openly, create living customer profiles. I'd really think about us as the next evolution of CRM.
Cool. I remember many years ago interviewing with your CTO to supply data. Your standards were so high, we didn't make the grade. Would like to be reinvited to apply down the road, but I know your standards to be high, at least historically. So that's
just yes.
Folks on the show, Alex and I, you know, we're talking in a sound check, picking a topic. And we decided, well, first we started talking about data drivenness, which is about as commonly as an overused marketing acronym as, say, ABM. And one thing we love to do on this show is deconstruct acronyms into practical things that you could do in a business to perhaps make money, perhaps learn some stuff. And a term that's been flying around for a couple of guests, the acronym CDP. And I know Alex knows how to define CDP. So Alex, can you give us like the non-marketing definition?
Yeah. I mean, in the most basic terms, customer data platform. Okay. Now, you know, obviously, okay, what does that mean? All companies nowadays, we theoretically live in a customer-driven world. And I say theoretically because I don't actually think a lot of companies are doing it very well.
Yep.
They have a desire to, but they're not making a lot of progress. And the focus of a customer data platform is to collect and aggregate customer and consumer data and structure it in a way that allows the enterprise to use it well beyond marketing and sales, but for product development, product planning and creation, supply chain management. I mean, the extensibility of it is pretty significant, but at the center of it, it is actually applying intelligence and, you know, the infamous artificial intelligence to the data to make it useful for the application for the company.
How do you feel like that is different than, say, like a CRM? And two-part question, are a lot of CRMs offering this as kind of like a follow-on or ancillary benefit? I feel like in our CRM instance, not to drop free advertising for huge companies that didn't pay for it, but their attempt to fill in my data and our customer data with more stuff is not good. Not that good. It's not of the caliber of the salespeople even want to have it in there.
Yeah. So I agree with you. And your question about CRM is a great one.
Okay.
I would say, first off, many of our clients and a broad number of commercial investors, I'll say, have all asked the question, why doesn't CRM have this? And I think anybody that deals with CRM data is confronted with the notion that CRM simply does not provide this capability.
Yeah.
And the reasons for that are CRM, by its very nature, requires pre-structuring.
Yeah.
And the majority of CRM data is derived from human input.
Yep.
So it's inherently flawed. You have salespeople, marketing, lead gen campaigns, everything else. Putting a bunch of data into a spreadsheet or manually entering it into a CRM.
With the minimal completeness possible half the time.
Yeah.
Or your web forms are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Now nobody wants to have 9 fields to fill out. They want to do first, last, and an email.
Exactly. I mean, I spoke to a major enterprise company yesterday, and he said, we spend months with people over in India manually digging through our data, trying to deduplicate it and then enrich it.
Oof.
And if you can simplify that, it would be a major progression in our efficiency and obviously our marketing effectiveness. So we provide that. And I want to be clear, there are two different categories of CDP. There's business to consumer and there's business to business. We are really the only company that focuses exclusively in business to business. And it's predicated on the notion that, especially, and it's been accelerated through COVID, but business buyers require an experience that's, you know, unique to them and personal and intelligent, just like consumers do. I mean, ultimately, sure, they're consumers. They're just
Everybody puts on pants in the morning. Yeah.
And so we really help our customers build what I would characterize as their own private graph. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, they buy third-party data, they use their first-party data, and we structure it in a way that takes static CRM and we create a streaming relationship with the customer that is a living profile that's continually enriched and understands not only the high-level company that they work for, but obviously the business unit and the location and the buying group and even their persona within the buying group. Are they a buyer actually, or a decision maker, or are they an influencer?
What size sales teams are you having to work with for these kind of optimizations to start to make a difference? Because it's a lot of work to set up. Like, I know even in our own, again, systems where they'll do active assignment, you know, we have someone fill something out on the site, they come through, now the rep's sitting in front of that information. I mean, where's like the critical mass of enough people sitting around doing sales activities that this is a thing? 20? More? 10?
That's a great question. No, it has to be in the hundreds.
Hundreds.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We don't, I mean, all of our customers, you know, and I'll give a plug, but they're some of the biggest technology, in fact, CRM companies, without naming names. I don't know if I have the right to.
Right. You got to be careful. Be careful. I can beep it if you find out later, though.
Okay. Yeah, no. But they are massive companies at huge scale across technology, healthcare, construction. I mean, they have pretty significant, you know, opportunities to engage with clients, and they just don't know how. And, you know, one of the things that we're finding a lot of traction with, candidly, is situations where, again, massive private equity firms are buying groups of companies.
Yeah.
And their biggest
trying to clue them together.
Yeah. They have mutual customers and they have, you know, and they can't make sense out of it.
And my rep used to be this person and now it's this person. Yeah. So now I'm kind of following where that deduplication effort starts to have real dividends. It's in large teams, large territories. And I know the investment darling of the year right now is the SPAC, you know, and they're just well funded.
Yeah.
Super well funded. I'm not sure. It seems almost fictitious sometimes. But it's neat stuff. Well, that's great. So, hey, Alex, after the show, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can email me directly at alex.yoder@leadspace.com or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. Again, Alex Yoder. There aren't a lot of us. So
cool.
I would love to connect with people.
All right, guys. Well, don't sign him up for like the Nike Air Jordan sneaker list or anything with his email, folks. And thanks for coming on the show, everybody. Appreciate getting some good guests. If there's anybody else, guys, that you want us to try to get, I have a team of pirates that are actively chasing down the best guests in data. So please don't be shy. Tell us who we should talk to next. Alex, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
We hope you have a great day.
Listening to the Corporate Data Show. Do you have a topic or guest idea? We want to hear from you. Reach out by sending an email to marketing@everymarketmedia.com. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Until next time.